Today is June 3rd, 2020. I've been working on starting up a podcast for a long while, and well, there's been plenty of other things that have been taking a lot longer to catch on than my simple podcast. And I want to talk to you about one of them that's pretty pressing to me: racist friends or family members. Note, please note, not anyone specifically I'm talking about, not even my own friends or family, so just listen up. There's a lot of things going on in America right now. All 50 states have had protests happening in them yesterday and many days before about Black Lives Matter. And there are many, many ways that you can help globally, locally, and the one I think this one I'm about to talk about, possibly just in your own home. Many are searching for ways to help, and I think that seeing the call to block those who are potentially or fully racist in your family and friends is the wrong call. So here's the conflict. Listen up. I'm asking you to not block or unfriend your racist family and friends on social, and here's why. I don't know if you've ever gone to a Christmas Eve candle lighting service before, but what happens there is awesome. One small light starts to light up the entire room. Neighbors lighting neighbors' candles, family lighting family's candles, and it becomes a very bright room. The room changes. I remember in high school going to church, my youth pastor and I were having a discussion about me wanting to go to a cliche high school party. You know, not to party, but to be the light to those in a dark place. Right, yeah, okay. I was using Matthew 5:14 as my justice. It says, "You are a light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light up a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see the good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." So I saw this in high school and I was like, yes, I need to do this. But the warning in place was that this little light of mine goes into a dark place, and there are many who could blow that light out. No way, I thought. Like, no way it could happen to me. Well, it did happen to me. My intention was good, but ultimately the temptation was stronger. You see, racism is a social problem. It's a political problem, and is not a scientific problem. You're not born racist. Racism is hate, and hate is a feeling. And you know what you can change? Feelings. This means someone who is blindly or straight up racist can change. Think of yourself in this. I mean, even most recently with what's going on. Have you changed, even in the slightest? I know I have. We have all had those crazy uncles, or family members, maybe friends that might be blindly or actually racist. Those people who need to see the light. What we can do when dealing with those friends, those family members that may not be standing up for the injustice or the reform, or who are choosing to say, all lives matter in this situation, well, they just remind me of this light I'm talking about. But it's different though. The light has been broadcast through the whole room already. It's true. There are only a few candles yet to be lit. And for some reason, maybe they're hiding that candle away from you. But what do we do? Just give up and then not let them see? By no means. We must be pursuing these people. They are your friends and they are your family. If we continue to block them and push them away, disassociating ourselves from them, we put them in an echo chamber with all their other quote-unquote friends that think just like them. We put the bull over our own light. If we are to stomp out racism, we need to make sure that we're removing racism from those around us, not just kicking them by the wayside and allowing them to continue down the path they are on. It's going to be one of the hardest things to do, and by no means will it be easy to have those discussions when maybe they're just blinded by it, or maybe they're just angry. Don't worry. Remember, it's just a feeling. But we cannot just unfriend them and assume that things are going to get closer to the change we're all fighting for. We can light their candle because all the others around us are there to support you. So let's help them. The room may be Facebook, Instagram, or your house, but take a look at it. It's like a Christmas Eve service. The candle flame is all around. Let us not kick those whose candles are not lit out. Let's come alongside them, neighbor to neighbor, daughter to dad, nephew to crazy uncle, sister to sister, and let's change them. This has no agenda more than to just to help continue to drive out racism. We cannot drive it out if we allow our family and friends, even if those relationships do get lost, to continue to have this racist view. We need to show them and talk to them about this. Change will not happen if we do not do something about it. And blocking them, it's not going to bring about that change. I have seen this quote passed around by millions of people, and let's not just keep passing it around. Let's listen to it and use it. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that." So let's use this love on those who hate. It's the only way to heal them, and it's the only way, ultimately, to be able to heal all of us. So I leave you with this. I just encourage you, highly encourage you, to start having those discussions. They're going to be hard, but it's going to be worth it. So let's move those people forward in that, because that's where the change is going to happen.